96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight. Girl, let's just get married. I just want to get married. Meet me at the altar.
Yeah. We ain't getting no young girls. We might as well. Oh, yeah. Don't you know that lovely song there makes you want to think about your wedding or your upcoming wedding? Welcome back, everyone. I'm Alec Green, in for Harold Fisher. Okay, so we heard the music just now. Marriage season is here. How much are you planning to spend? Well, Wedding Wire suggests today's engaged couples are choosing to go big in their planning. Big, meaning big bucks, right? 10 years ago, the average wedding cost about $16,000 for about 110 guests. And today, couples are spending about $28,000 for 124 guests. Our guests tonight are pushing financial literacy in wedding planning, and they're here to give us some really good insight on affordable weddings. You can have an affordable wedding that's just as beautiful as these big, lush, lavish weddings, right? All right, so we want to welcome Bridget Barlett Royal, who's the founder and editor of Black Bridal Bliss. And also with us is Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. And our phone lines are open right now, so we want you to call us with your questions, your comments. Join this conversation right now on the Daily Drum. Here's the number, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can also give us a call on 855-288-4876, but I want you to call that 202 number, 202-319-7810. Okay, ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Bridget, let me start with you first, founder and editor of Black Bridal Bliss. Are things getting really ridiculous in wedding planning? What are you seeing out there, and what are you offering as advice?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me, Millette.
Of course.
Large degree, yes, things are really getting excessive with weddings, and I think part of that is due to social media. A lot of couples feel pressured because of Pinterest and Instagram. They feel as though they have to, you know, compete with their peers or even people, which are even scarier, people that they don't know, to have big grand weddings.
Oh, that's very true. Lucinda, you can jump in here on this. I mean, it's all about a brand, and people think that they are brands, especially when they are social media stars in their own minds. And in reality, some of these people that you see posting, they have a lot of followers, and they want to impress, and so impressing means spending up the dollars.
And I agree with that. Social media has really revolutionized egos in this new millennium. The thing about weddings that I feel people don't keep in mind is that it's one day. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's your dream day, but you have to live after that day. So the way that you approach the day, the way you treat people as you're planning your wedding, and even the product that you put out is a reflection of really the rest of your life.
That's right. Bridget, people are focused on that one day and not on the days that follow, because you can have this beautiful wedding, but, you know, after you come home from the honeymoon, you know, you got bills. We've got to live. We've got to plan for the future.
Absolutely. One of the things that we try to always, not in a preachy way, but let our audience know is that the wedding is a day, the marriage is hopefully a lifetime. And the marriage is always more important than the wedding.
Absolutely. The number to call to join this conversation is 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Okay, I want to bring Donnell into the conversation. Donnell calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, tell me about your planning experience. What do you want to offer up?
Well, me and my wife, we did a wedding last year, and it was at an event center that held 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to get that for a low cost, and we were able to do that 200 people with the photographer, DJ, and caterer for about $1,700. 17.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were happy with the outcome, or and more importantly, was your wife happy with everything?
Well, but I mean about 17,000, and it was beautiful. Everyone.
Okay,
loved
I was
it.
Wondering. I mean $1,700. I was like, wow. I need to see pictures. Okay, 17,000. Okay, all right. All right, Donnell, thank you very much. Okay, I want to talk about courthouse weddings and all of that, what's happening around town. But first, I want to bring in Charmin, who's calling in from the district about her first marriage. The number to call to join this conversation with these financial experts, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Hi, Charmin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. I thought. Okay. What's your correct name? I said your name wrong.
Sherman.
Oh, Sherman. Okay, Sherman. Sorry about that. Okay. So, what do you want to say?
I mean, you're right. At marriage is a big step, you know. And you know, we still got to live after the marriage. And I mean, that's going to be a big problem if you know you're not financially stable, because people are going to want. No different stuff. Once they get married, once they don't get it, they look in another direction.
Absolutely.
So, basically, you got to pick and choose your battles. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Sherman. You know? Appreciate your input tonight. All right, we've got Linda calling in from Atlanta, Maryland, saying marriage is overrated. Okay, Linda, what do you want to say about that? Marriage is overrated? What does that mean?
Well, I mean it's overrated because you spend all this money for people to come out. Half the time, the people that don't even like you, they just come to be nosy. And the marriage is supposed to be about you and the person you're marrying, not about spending all this unnecessary money. You know, we went to the Justice of Peace. We had an outing, a nice backyard where, you know, we catered the food ourselves, more than enough food, and we had just as much fun. And right now we're 5 years into the marriage and, you know, we're still together. And a lot of people spend all this money in 2-3 years. They're already talking divorce.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Linda, for your insight here. Okay, Lucinda, Bridget, let's talk about that. The courthouse wedding option is a budget-friendly, nice option, right? What do you guys say?
I say it is, and I also want to say that it's absolutely nothing wrong for people to want to celebrate spending the rest of their life with someone else. That is a life-changing decision. So it's all about doing it within your means, though. And you're right. Courthouse weddings, Justice of the Peace weddings can absolutely be chic. In fact, one wedding that I profiled, a real wedding on my site, blackbridalbliss.com, has the most comments to date of any real wedding featured. The couple did hire a photographer, so that was probably their biggest expense. But the bride got her dress from H&M, but she wore yellow shoes. She really injected her personal style into her, her wardrobe and so forth. They, you know, did a lot of decor, just little touches in a space in the building that the photographer played up in the pictures, and that was all like yellow, had yellow themes, so to speak. So it's a way to really still make your wedding personal. Because I think there's a stereotype that Justice of the Peace or courthouse nuptials have to be really generic and, you know, lacking style. And that's just not true.
You have to make it your own. Lucinda, jump in here with you know, you can make a courthouse wedding or a small, intimate wedding a frugal but still beautiful, fantastic experience.
Absolutely easy. To make a courthouse wedding a beautiful experience, I've actually done that. I've done the big blowout wedding, which was still frugal but fabulous. And I've
because
done...
you've had two marriages,
yes,
or two weddings,
exactly. The courthouse wedding was very interesting. It was like a big. It was a secret. We just kind of decided and did it. The thing about my courthouse wedding is that it held a lot of meaning. And people thought that I had things done.
Okay.
So, for instance, this really came together in less than 48 hours. It was just very spontaneous. I made it everything I wanted it to be. I had a dress that I purchased that I'd never worn. I had fabulous kicks. We had Samsung Galaxy phones. They're the best picture-taking phones.
They do take good pictures.
They really do. Mm-hmm. So we simply got people to take pictures of us, and as family and friends saw the pictures, they thought we had a photographer, which was very interesting. Mm. Lots of the passersby were very excited to be a part of the wedding. I did the bouquet myself. I went to the grocery store. I looked at pictures. I had ribbon. I wrapped it. The lady at the grocery store was very excited to be a part of my wedding. So she gave me the little jeweled pins, all the different things that you use. This wedding looked like I'd invested time and money in it, and I really didn't. Spent the money on us having a good time.
That is, I mean, you had a DIY wedding experience.
I did.
Just interject. It's so funny. I actually ended up having two weddings as well.
Oh, okay.
One was more traditional. I live in New York City, but it was in Charlotte. But the actual wedding where my husband and I took our first vows was in a park, a public park here in New York. So it wasn't a courthouse, but it was free. It was actually less.
That's wonderful. Let me pause you there, and so you can continue your story on the other side. We have to take a break, and I want to let Lorraine and Brian, who are holding, know that we're going to take your calls right after we come back. But we've got to take a break because our listeners on WHUR are going to tune in to the WHUR original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown. But those folks who are on Sirius XM Channel 141, you can continue to participate. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, and you will be able to hear the program. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us as we continue our conversation on affordable weddings and getting insight from Bridget Barlett Royal, who's the founder and editor of Black Beauty, Black Bridal Bliss, that is, and Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. And we invite you to stay with us and join the conversation at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. I want to bring in Brian to join the conversation, calling in from Upper Marlboro. What was your experience, Brian?
My experience, my wife and I, we did a lot of renting ourselves as far as decorations. A couple of friends pitched in and everything. We did our own uplighting and everything. All in all, we spent maybe $10,000. We had 200 plus guests. We rented out a community center, and the wedding was at our church, traditional wedding, and it was beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A lot of money, and we had no debt after the wedding.
That is the goal. You've said it right there, Brian. Okay, Bridget, I want you to finish up your story and end on that part, with the key part, which is having no debt after the wedding.
Absolutely. So as I was saying, got married in a park, which was free. My husband's surrogate father is a judge. He was able to marry us. We had a total of 8 people, but people who mean the world to us, including our mothers, of course, were present. The shoes I wore, the jewelry I wore, I already owned. I got my flowers from Penn Station, from a mom-and-pop shop. So it absolutely could be done, and it was chic. It was personal, and it meant, you know, so much to us. We did more of the bells and whistles later in a smaller market where we could save money outside of New York. That's an option for people as well. But again, there's so many ways. People should just really remember that you have the right and the ability to do whatever you want. You do not have to get married in a country club or in a large venue. Having a wedding off season in January through November through April, not getting married on a Saturday, considering a brunch wedding. There's so many ways that you can cut costs and still make sure that the wedding reflects you and your style, but you do need to think outside the box.
Lucinda, what about destination weddings? Can they be an option for having a more affordable celebration?
Destination weddings are something that are very scary for people because they worry about who will come. Lots of times it's prohibitive for seniors who really don't maybe travel or can't travel the way they'd like to. However, they are a diamond in the rough when it comes to planning. For instance, cruising. Great way to have a destination wedding.
Really? Okay.
You can do it two ways. You can always have a wedding when the cruise ship is in port. So in Baltimore, we have a port.
Yeah.
You can go up to the cruise ship on the day that it takes off, pay for a wedding package. You can have your celebrant or use the captain. Basically, your guests get on, they see your wedding on board or they see it dockside. You have a fabulous reception because what does a cruise ship not have?
Right.
They have great food,
right.
All
and
the
music.
Decorations are there, the music. And those packages, some of them are about $900. They include cake, the chairs, the photographer, the setup, the champagne toast.
Really?
You can't do better. If you'd like to do it destination on a cruise, you can also arrange through the cruise line to do it on the islands when you land. Mm-hmm. They have the whole thing set up.
That's nice.
Guess what? You don't have to wine and dine your guests because the cruise ship already wines and dines them. They've already paid for food. So again, for under $1,000, you can have a beautiful backdrop such as Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, any of those great island backdrops, and you look gorgeous.
Blue water and some sand on your toes.
That's right.
The number to call to join the conversation here. We're talking about affordable weddings, if you haven't noticed. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. I want to get to Javon calling in from Maryland. You planned a wedding in 1 week?
1 week, 150 guests. Total cost for everything was $6,000.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Now, were you involved, heavily involved, Javon?
I was the groom, yes. Well, let me explain.
I mean, I know you were the groom, but in the planning part of it, like 1 week, I mean, everybody had to be all hands on deck.
Well, it was by phone invitation.
Okay.
I was a wedding photographer for many years.
Mm.
So I knew all the vendors, and whenever I would do a wedding show, my fiance at the time would attend. And we collected information on the vendors we wanted to use. So we already knew everyone we wanted to use, from flowers, cakes, caterers, everything.
Oh, well, that was smart. Okay.
So we decided we're going to get married next week. I informed my father, and we saved money in every corner because I knew the vendors. Instead of getting a limo package for 6 hours, I got two transfers.
Okay.
I don't need to have a limo sit outside the church doing nothing for 3 hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But why 1 week, though? I mean, why did you have to do, I mean, what was the 1 week about? What's going on?
We had illness in the family. Things were going on. We had to keep replanning. So I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it next week.
Got it.
I said, okay, let's do it.
All right, Javon. That sounds good. You're smart. Yep. You're a smart cookie. Appreciate it. Good luck with the marriage, too, as well. All right, Bridget, what do you think about all of that?
Well, I mean, his case was, I think, atypical, but it's, you know, very important, I think, that he mentioned that they did, and actually, he said they planned it in 1 week, but if you think about it, they didn't because they had been planning
right.
with all those weddings that they were attending. But I think one of the things that is important to point out is that If a venue and most of the vendors, if they haven't already been booked a week out,
they're
available.
Want your business. And they're a lot more willing to negotiate a price versus most couples are planning their wedding for about a year. So that was very savvy. I don't even know if they did it intentionally. He said there was illness in the family that played a part. But that was that's something for couples who are listening to keep in mind.
And I want to jump in on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously had relationships built up, but don't feel that because you are not in the business that you can't leverage your relationships.
Yeah.
There are always those carryouts that you go to weekly.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
are people in your circle who provide different services that maybe it's a hobby for them. So they're more than happy to be a part of your day. Like I said, when I did my 48-hour idea,
mm-hmm.
I went to the store and the lady who represents the floral department was so excited to help me,
right?
You know, because right. she is normally not a part of planning a wedding. So she kind of gave me so many things. Don't be afraid to use the places that you frequent a lot. And you'd be surprised, just like she said, if you're not booked even a month out and you're some venue, then you want that business. This is last minute, what people in sales know as incremental revenue.
Right.
This is something they didn't plan for, so everything's a bonus. And if you work within the frameworks of what people already have, you can come out better. You know, also, we'll get to that in a little bit. When we talk about how to control the costs, I want to talk a lot about how you control the cost of alcohol.
Yeah, that's
catering.
But you go right into where you go right into an area where I want to go. And I want to invite our listeners to join this part of the conversation as well at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Where we're really getting tripped up in terms of spending money we had not planned on spending when you're dealing with all of the planning that goes into it. So you might want to budget for alcohol, but then you go over budget. So what are the big hiccup areas that we need to watch out for if we're planning? Now, I've been married 16 years. I'm not planning a thing. Okay, so, but Lucinda, you start and then Bridget, jump in.
Okay.
It's that seven-letter, two-word set called open bar.
Yeah, okay. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Open bar is so much fun, but when you give people things for free, they waste. How many times have you gone to an open bar and you just try a drink because you've never had it? Or you get a bottle of water and you don't care where you sit it down because you'll just get another one. That is the biggest cost in a lot of
But it looks bad, though, if you don't have the open bar. So how do I make that classy?
Well, first of all, you have to consider that an open bar, they charge you per guest a flat rate or per consumption.
Okay.
Consumption bar can be really great because the bartender is pouring and you can negotiate. Your negotiation is a whole lot of the process. You can instruct, instead of handing people bottles of water, pour the water in a cup. Mm-hmm. Give people a reasonable amount.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something called corkage fee. I use corkage fee all the time. I just helped a coworker plan a really great party at a restaurant in D.C. that doesn't negotiate, but I know how to deal with them. So instead of getting their champagne toast, which was like $85 per bottle, I said, I want to bring in my own special champagne that I don't think you can get, and I'll pay the corkage fee.
Okay.
So we paid $20 per bottle. Literally, I used a champagne that was themed in her color. I found a purple champagne. Everyone was dazzled. I'm frugal. I know where to get it. It wasn't expensive. So basically, we opened it. I directed the restaurant to give us what is included in a corkage fee. What is included is that they bring out the glasses. They supposedly open the bottles for you, and they provide the chilling. After that, I took it over from there. You can have someone pour the drinks. The bartender needs to be available, but they pour the drinks, you control it. If you're doing a toast, you can get over 8 glasses out of one champagne bottle because it's a toast. It's not a slugfest.
Right.
There are a lot of ways to control.
Bridget?
I absolutely agree with Lucinda, and I also want to add signature drinks are a huge way to save money on alcohol because, one, they're fun. Couples can give the drink a name that is significant to them,
mm-hmm.
where they grew up, where they live, where they're going on their honeymoon, but you decide your signature drink is just going to have vodka or just going to have cognac or, you know, whatever you decide. And that you have maybe one or two, you can possibly even do three, but that's the drink of the evening. Another thing to consider is a house beer and or wine.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite honestly, you would hope that the people that are there are really there to celebrate your new union.
Yeah.
So if they are a little bummed that they don't have the particular type of wine or beer that they like, they'll get over it very quickly. The music's playing, everyone's having a great time. They will really, you know, probably not notice if at all.
And another thing, I mentioned brunch weddings, which I hope we can go into a little bit more. But if you do decide to do a brunch wedding, which, you know, who doesn't like brunch, you can do a Bellini.
I was going to say, yeah, and you don't even have to deal with a whole bunch of alcohol options, right?
And it's chic, and people love it. And, you know,
And Bridget, it doesn't have to be champagne. It can be sparkling.
It can be Prosecco.
It can be
right.
Prosecco.
Yep.
Because when you mix something in with it, and especially if you have nice fruits or you have decorative glasses, after three Bellinis, no one even knows really what they're drinking.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
So So hiring a wedding planner, is that the way also to save money?
No,
I would
ma'am.
Think it would be. You know, hey, I want to hire
depends
this person,
on who you
and
hire.
You have to keep me on
it does.
This. Okay. Okay.
It depends on who you hire.
Okay. And give me some tips on that.
I think, and I don't want to have a lot of wedding planner colleagues.
No, we don't want everyone pissed with us, right?
But I do think that if you're hiring someone for the day of or the week of or the month of.
Okay, agree.
Because I do think it's important for that day, if you are having a more traditional type of ceremony and reception, you want to be present.
Got it.
So you want someone to sort of troubleshoot and take care of those logistics and even leading right up to. But there are so many resources online. It's 2018. There's a lot that you can, if you are willing to roll up your sleeves.
Yeah,
and the research.
That's the key part. All right, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with much more from our guests, Bridget Barlett Royal and Lucinda Anderson Hughes. Welcome back, everyone, to the Insight segment. I'm Alec Green, in for Harold Fisher. We're talking about planning weddings on a budget, being financially smart about this with our experts, Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite, and Bridget Barlett Royal, who is the founder and editor of Black Bridal Bliss. All right, ladies, let's talk about the difference between brides who are in their 20s and the more seasoned brides-to-be. And their spending. What are you seeing out there? Lucinda, do you want to start?
Okay. I think that younger brides, which I have been, not that I'm ancient, but when you're young.
They want to go for the gold.
Yeah, they want to go for the gold. They buy into the fantasy. A lot of times you just haven't had enough life to understand what life is.
Maybe they have some parents who can drop a big check, perhaps.
Right. Lots of times the wedding is the parents' fantasy as well.
Uh-huh.
It is their coming out party for their daughter. Sometimes the son's parents really get counted out, and that's a mistake. It really is a mistake. One thing I want to say, brides in your 20s, please be very considerate with your guest list. I have been caught up personally in a lot of wedding drama. I've witnessed wedding drama. We've all helped our friends with the wedding drama. Number one, do not cut out your parents' friends. They've watched you grow up. They have a really big relationship and place in their heart for you and your parents.
And they give the better gifts.
I'm glad you say
gifts.
It. They give the gifts. Unfortunately, particularly in 2018, etiquette has a very low place in society.
Yeah.
Our young friends that we party with, one, they're not financially ready to give the right kinds of gifts. Most of them don't even gift enough to kind of pay for their place at the wedding.
Yeah.
You're not looking for people to pay to play. That's not what I'm saying. However, when your parents' friends come, they're the ones who give the checks that are over $150. They give the tasteful gifts. They're the ones that will give you something that you hold on to.
Absolutely. Bridget, jump in here.
I agree totally with Lucinda, but I will add a caveat. I have interviewed nearly 1,000 brides or 1,000 couples during my career, and I found that sometimes brides who are on the other side of 30, even pushing 40, and it's their first marriage, they feel as though they have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like, well, I've waited, it's been this long, and I've... You know, now I have to have a big wedding, or I have to have this luxurious wedding that tops, you know, the other 15 weddings that I've been in. And so that's obviously just as dangerous.
And keeping up with the Joneses, you know,
up,
the
right,
reality is, TV
yes.
fantasy that everybody
Godzilla,
can
that
easily fall yes. into. Yeah.
And I want to say, I always try to stress this because I've been married 4.5 years myself. And, you know, marriage is real. It's not a fairy tale. It's a lifelong commitment. You're taking vows that are very serious. And so to Lucinda's point, sometimes your parents, friends, older family members who have watched you grow up, who have played a hand in helping you grow up, those are the people that you can call at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
when
for insight.
So true.
Right,
yeah.
And can give you that sage advice that you really need. Because, again, it sounds trite. It may sound trite, but this is about the marriage.
Yes.
So I agree. You want to make sure there's a balance in your guest list.
Absolutely. And Lucinda, you wanted to talk about cheap looking cheap. What does that mean? Give me an example. Give me an example here.
So I hesitate to give too many examples because those people might say, oh, she's talking about me. Okay, everyone, there are ways
okay,
to
Okay, I don't
things...
like the silk flowers. I mean, can we not do that?
Okay,
let me just throw that out.
Let me tell you where you can do the silk.
Okay.
On the runner. Okay, because mm-hmm. it stains.
Okay. On the runner.
Are we together?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I agree.
All right. Mm-hmm. So cheap is cheap. I'm just going to run down a couple of things. If you are doing it yourself, I get it. Costco, you have your cans of soda. Do not put that can on the counter. At least have someone, you know, even if it's dollar store, no one knows, pour the soda into a pitcher and pour
right.
it into a glass.
Right.
Okay. Paper plates. All right. This is where I spend some money because there's nothing worse than having people dressed up and the plate folds. And so the food is all over the floor and it's all over the
there are no paper plates.
There are paper plates. It depends. If you're doing an outdoor theme, there's some beautiful paper plates in this world. There really are. And there's some that are very durable. And the
plastic ones. Okay.
Also, if you cannot afford a full meal, which is what Bridget was alluding to, modify. Please, please, please do not live outside of your means. People can see it. What you think you're masquerading as a nice event, people can see it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so watch how you present things. If you have some really inexpensive food and some really beautiful platters that you can borrow from people, mm-hmm. it just seems to taste better. It looks better.
Yeah, I like food that looks pretty on the plate and it's arranged beautifully.
We eat with our eyes, like she said.
Yes, we do.
One more thing. Lots of things. Mm-hmm. One more thing. I'm going to go to wedding favors. Okay. Wedding favors are my
pet peeve. Do we have to?
I really don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
Thank you, Bridget. I always get opposition on that. Wedding favors and wedding programs. Okay. Number one, I would like brides to think to themselves, how many wedding programs they possess from the weddings they've been in. How many wedding programs have they left
on
the
pew? Oh, you trash them right there when you
walk
out.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff.
Unless you are the mother of the bride.
Right. It's sentimental.
Might be in it. I don't know.
And they're going to get photos and videos and things like that. Everyone knows the order of the service.
Don't do it. Just be surprised by the order.
Be surprised. If someone mm-hmm. just breaks out in a dance in the middle of this service, hey, you're awake.
Right.
Okay, and these favors are for women, number one. Most men that I talk to, they don't know what a favor is. They get something, they gobble it down, they throw the customized wrapper out that you paid $1.25 for.
Oh.
You know, these mm-hmm. things are just, to me, ridiculous.
But Bridget, I mean, you know, you got pressure from
the older
family members, Bridget, to make sure you have a favor, and it's got to be quality. You got to have those Jordan almonds or whatever
that's right? With your name imprinted on it.
I feel like you have to use your discernment. You're going to have to use your discernment once you're married. If you decide to have children, they're going to be things that you kind of start to figure out, oh, I need to push back a little on this, or I can let this slide. One thing that I have learned since I've been blogging is within the Caribbean culture, black cake Sometimes it's called fruitcake. That's customary to give as a favor, so to speak, at a wedding. But that's something to me I personally am very passionate about, people from the African diaspora, you know, holding on to culture and sharing things like that. So I feel like if it's something like that, that symbolizes something much bigger, by all means, you know, oblige your parents or your grandparents or whatever, and carry that on, because that's special. It's bigger than you. But if you're just getting a favor for the sake of getting a favor, and to Lucinda's point, it's cheesy. No one even really knows what it is or what it's for. You know, you can use that money towards your honeymoon. I mean,
yeah.
Totally.
And I want my honeymoon to be nice, you know,
right.
and everybody wants that. Okay, real quick. So I want to cover a couple of other things before we run out of time. Those catering packages, when you sit down with your banquet person or whomever, that person that works at the place where you're going to have your big shindig reception, and then they offer you all these options and you're like, oh gosh, this is a lot. Where do you start, Lucinda, with crossing things off and telling them, nope, I don't want that. I don't need that. What?
Okay, so first of all, when you're planning and you get the banquet menu, make that your beginning to start brainstorming about what you want. I never, ever, ever order a set menu or a set package. First of all, a hotel can smell a bride in the parking lot. They know that brides are pressed. They have this performance they need to put on. Number one, if you go in there the first time and you say you're having a banquet, you will be presented a different menu than you get for wedding.
Okay.
In the wedding menu, they have all these things like the hors d'oeuvre that is the predecessor to the hors d'oeuvres, that's the predecessor to the full meal. They have desserts, and you're going to have a wedding cake. Cut, cut, cut. First of all, light fruit, something small while you take pictures, some light music so people feel entertained and they're starving. That's all you need. You don't need dessert because you want people to eat the wedding cake. You also need to think about all the diets. And to Bridget's comment, in the African diaspora, we have diabetes, we have high blood pressure, we have some different things that prevent a lot of these packages from being very good for us. Right. So what I do is I tell the bride, go in there, plan a banquet. Make it simple, consider the diets. Then when you go in, add some little things that you want. You're not obligated to tell them that it's a wedding, because they will tell you you have to do the wedding package.
Ooh, that's really big. Okay.
Yeah.
Bridget, what do you suggest when you sit down with these folks and they want to overwhelm you with stuff that's going to add up?
I think, again, the cocktail hour is a big one that people sort of feel obligated to do, and you don't have to do a traditional cocktail hour. So maybe you just serve Eureka cocktails, or as Lucinda said, you know, light fruit or wine or cheese, something like that. I've gone to cocktail hours where there's stations. There's seafood stations. There's carving meat. There's, like, literally all this food, and that's not the main entree.
Right.
That's just for bells and whistles. Like,
yeah.
If you are really trying to be conservative, you do not need that. Your guests don't need that. And honestly, they don't even really, you know, it's sort of like with the alcohol example. They're just going to eat it because it's there.
Okay.
You know, and also I mentioned the day of the week. That
yeah.
saves so much money. The
nice.
Same exact venue is going to charge significantly less on a Sunday or a Friday than a Saturday.
Okay, stop for 1 second. Bridget, how do people find you real quick before we run out of time?
On Instagram, BLK Bridal Bliss, as well as Twitter and blackbridalbliss.com.
Lucinda.
Everywhere, I am Frugal Socialite.
All right.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, website.
That's it. All right. Lucinda Anderson Hughes, Bridget Barlett Royal, you guys are extraordinary. I hope folks are going to listen to your advice and have a happy wedding and a happier marriage.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us. I'm Malek Green in for Harold Fisher. We'll see you next week.
Sure. Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.